When life throws you a lemon, you make lemonade, of course. Mark certainly has plenty of lemons, but he doesn't have to make them into lemonade to compete. Meet a family still finding ways to thrive growing lemons. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Tractor Supply Company is calling for applications today for their annual Grants for Growing campaign. In partnership with FFA, Tractor Supply is encouraging chapter advisors nationwide to submit a proposal for a new or existing agriculture project that will benefit their local high school and future FFA members. Through February 11th, visit ffa.org/grantsforgrowing to submit your application. Grants will range from $500 to $5,000. Don't forget to get your application in today for Tractor Supply's 4th Annual Grants for Growing program. Visit ffa.org/grantsforgrowing to apply. This is Andrew McRae inviting our listeners to join me on a railroading tour of the Canadian Rockies featuring agricultural highlights August 3rd to August 12th. Fly to Calgary and experience breathtaking views on our train journey to Vancouver aboard Via Rails Canadian. Then a scenic ferry ride takes us to historic Victoria and the Bouchard Gardens. Agricultural features include Vandermeulen greenhouses and Golden Ears cheese crafters. All airfare, great hotels, and more are included. Call Holiday Vacations at 800-826-2266 or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. Agriculture can be a competitive business, both with this country and as producers work for market share in the world. That is especially true in the citrus business.
In 2005, there were 30 different countries that shipped lemons into the United States. It's very, very difficult to compete with them because of their lower labor costs. It's also hard to compete with them because you're never sure exactly what incentives their government is providing them to be able to ship into the United States. Unfortunately, a lot of the free trade agreements have pretty much left the vegetable and the fruit growers high and dry.
Mark Spencer's family runs an independent citrus packing company in Yuma, Arizona. Today, 75% of the fruit they handle is lemons. Just a few years ago, other fruits dominated the groves here.
We used to ship a lot of Valencia oranges from the Yuma area here, and we ship no Valencia oranges anymore because after NAFTA, we couldn't compete with Mexico. The citrus industry is really kind of tentative here because it's so labor-intensive and so input-intensive.
Citrus growers here separate themselves from the competition through a high-quality product. Their lemons are found in retailers of all sizes across the nation. Mark says new legislation can help growers here if consumers read and act upon the labels.
Now, especially with country of origin labeling, when you go to buy your lemon, if they don't tell you where it's coming from, ask. So I would encourage everybody to buy American, and the quality will be probably better. The fruit will be fresher. It'll have longer shelf life.
This is a business that is constantly changing. But for several decades, the Spencers have been able to meet the demands of producers and customers and ship fruit to points across the nation and around the world. Traveling the countryside in Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McRae.